Oscar 4, Zulu, Yankee, X-ray, radio check.
WZ, this is KO4ZYX. Come on.
Good, sir. How you doing?
And yourself, sir?
Put on that. Had quite a scary night last night, though. I ended up having an allergic reaction and having to go to the hospital. But I'm okay now. I'm back home. I'm actually picking up food and medication. Heading back to the house.
Been a scare, having an allergic reaction. Glad to hear you doing better. Always glad to hear people on the radio. I'm new to the ham world. My name's Daniel, and I'm over here in Spartanburg County, running mobile. But it's always good to hear fellow hammers, because I monitor a lot of channels, and I learn a lot from you older fellas that's been in this art for a while. Over.
Well, I knew myself. I've only been licensed for maybe about 2 or 3 months, and I've made my fair share of mistakes, and I'm pretty sure it's not the last time I'll make a mistake, but I'm doing my best to be a better and better operator every day. I'm glad to hear you on the airways, Daniel. When did you get your license?
License now for a little over a month.
You're enjoying it so far?
Loving every minute of it.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it. I am too. I am too. And if you stick around and make friends on Mr. Peter, you'll find that we have some very, very kind people who use the 610 machine all the time. You'll enjoy talking to them.
Past few days since I got my mobile rig up and going, I've actually been just monitoring this repeater and have I've already learned a good bit of information on how to set up my base station and all there at the Hop whenever I get it going.
I'm just curious, what kind of rigs are you running on the coil? What kind of rig do you want to use as a base station?
Running the new TH9800D quad band with a 7900D dual high gain antenna. Probably going to wind up, I like this TYT, the 9800, probably going to wind up getting another one of those to use as a base station and put an amplifier on it, over.
That sounds really good. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about the TYTs, especially the quad bands. You can also, with those radios, it has like a crossband repeat function. So if you have like a HT or something and you want to walk around the house and not be directly at your station, you can actually use crossband repeat and it'll take a 5-watt radio and turn it into a 50-watt radio.
Learn that feature, but let me hop off here. I'm about to run into the store. This is KO4ZYX, clear.
I'm 73, sir. Good talking to you. Glad to meet you. And I hope to talk to you later on down the road. KO4WWC, clear.
This is KO4ZYX, go ahead.
I was just going to say, give me a shout out when you get to your home pointing. And I want to see how the radio is doing since I'm moving the antenna there.
I should be at my permanent 20 in about 30 minutes or so. I'll jump back on when I get there. KO4ZYX, clear.
KQ4AIZ, clear.
MUE, KO4WWZ.
4AIZ. We're calling KQ4AIZ.
Sir, this is KO4WWZ. I'm calling station KO4MUE. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Sydney. Alright, negative contact. KO4WWZ. Listening. Station who just called in. If you'd like to have a QSO, this is KO4WWZ. I'm available to talk. Heard there, KO4WWZ. I'll be clear.